Welcome back, everyone. This is Jovan coming at you with episode 9 of The Secret Podcast. Shh. So with me today is guest number 10. Guest 10, please say hello.
Hi.
Without any reveal towards your identity, let's just jump straight into question number 1. What is your profession?
I'm an apprentice at a hair salon.
Very nice. That's all. Great. And what would you say is the easiest and hardest part of your job?
The hardest part is probably dealing with
people.
The people.
Yeah, true.
And the easiest is doing the work.
The creative aspect of doing. Yeah, so. That's great. What has been the scariest or most dramatic moment of working there? Has there been like a crazy customer?
Nothing really like scary or traumatic, but I guess the most memorable thing was someone came in drunk with their dog one time.
What? Nice.
Yeah. And she made a scene. Not like a scene in a bad way, but she definitely... Everyone in the salon
Everyone
was like,
knew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. She was civilized in her drunkenness. Was she day drunk or was it the end of the day?
It was like 4 p.m.
Nice. Was she like a retiree or was she young?
No, I think she was older. She was 50s, 60s.
Okay, true. Mm-hmm. Kids moved out. No more responsibilities.
I don't even know. And she was Scottish.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. Not to play stereotypes, but yeah. What are you gonna do? Would you consider yourself a working person at heart? If you had no work to do, you had all the time and money in the world, what would you do? Would you work?
I'd probably want to keep busy in some way.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily say that, like, yeah, I want to
every
work
day
all the time if I
yeah.
don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd want to keep busy and do things and help out.
Yeah.
But... you know.
Otherwise, it'd be kind of carefree.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'd
nice.
Want to take the time to relax if I have it.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't mind me asking, what is your relationship status?
Single.
Nice. And what would you say is the greatest joy about being single? What's the best part?
No obligations and no, like, worry, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
you're not cheating and nobody else is cheating if you go out and have a wild time.
Yeah. Or, yeah, I guess that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And you
no
want to make
thought,
plans.
No thought in the back of my mind. Or
exactly.
Of you wanting, can... why haven't they texted me? Or something
true.
Like that,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Know?
Okay. Yeah. No insecurities. Because
exactly.
there's no one.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
great.
Exactly.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. What was your childhood like? Was it lonely? Was it packed full of people?
No, yeah, I'm big on family and I'm close with my family. So I've always been surrounded by my family as well as friends and school. And I played soccer as well. So I was an active little girl, if you
yeah.
will.
You're very sociable.
Other sports and that kind of stuff, as everyone else in my family played like multiple sports. But
yeah,
I don't know. It was a pretty good childhood, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
it was a good childhood. Yeah, I had a roof over my head and food and
yeah.
a fun little life.
Very good.
Yeah.
And still currently do, I guess. You have all
I
those
guess.
Things. You're just bigger.
Some things have changed, but yeah.
Yeah. What would you say were your most formative years? Formative. That changed you the most. That took you from a child to a man. Yeah, I know. That's just...
I think I want to say 2013 to 2014 and definitely 2016 were the years that
is 2016
were the biggest for me.
Really to a younger person? It was 2016. Okay. Yeah. So those were years where things changed the most for you.
Yes,
and that's
and
that.
I have like a, yeah, like developed and grown and that type of stuff. Those were
We're forced to grow as well. It's not exactly like you chose it, but
No, I know, but those were the years that, you know, a lot happened and I learned and stuff like that.
Yeah. That's good. And came out better, hopefully, on the other end. We'll see.
So we'll see.
You're still developing. You're still a very young person.
We're still growing.
Yeah, that's great. Do you enjoy art? And if so, what kinds of art? I mean, we talking movies,
art, music, art is a really
paintings
small word compared to what it really is. Like, it can be
it
so
is.
Many
three
different
letters.
Things.
Yeah, it can describe a million things.
So, I mean,
what
I currently do at both jobs is art in a way, you could say.
That's right. Yeah.
At the salon, I'm like crafting something on someone. I'm
What's the study for that?
Look.
What's the name for that? Cosmology?
Cosmetology is
cosmetology.
Like, it's like, it's like not just the study of hair. It's it's like aesthetics and that kind of stuff.
True.
Even at the sandwich shop, like making a sandwich, that's kind of, that's art, if you will.
Yeah, that is artisan, you know, comes in the name of certain sandwiches.
Yeah.
And plus, the culinary arts is what it's called when you go to school for it. So,
And I really, I like photography as well. So I'm very like,
you have an
visual.
Eye for that.
Yeah, I'm very visual. I wish I was more creative with my hand, like in drawing, but or in painting. Like, so, I think that's cool. And I love paintings can be really cool and they can tell so many different stories just by looking at it. And
so what would be your favorite?
And music too. I can't live without music.
Yeah. Yeah. You're definitely big into music.
Mm-hmm.
And, but when it comes to still art, what would you say is your favorite? Would it be paintings, drawings, or sculptures? What do you think impacts you the most? Not that you see the most or whatever, you know? Because, you know, we don't really see sculptures as much as paintings. But, yeah, what do you think really gets to you?
That's a really hard question. I don't know. I might be thinking too much into it.
Too critically? I don't know. It's art, man. It's, you know, it's subjective. So
if you
need only look into yourself.
If you take like a black and white drawing.
Yeah. Like a stencil.
You can also get so many different things compared to a colorful painting.
Yeah.
And then say just like such a simple statue or sculpture. You can just get so many different things from all of those. So I don't know what visually is most pleasing to the eye. I guess you could say a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Would you say you're more into contemporary art or like modern abstract art?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay,
I find them more like traditional in most ways, but then again, I'm also very modern in some ways.
Yeah. Like, would you like graffiti in Toronto and like the weird sculpture things that they have there and all that? Do you enjoy that look, that aesthetic?
Kind of, I guess, but I think
you weren't raised
go in the
that,
other
though.
Direction.
Yeah, yeah. You'd go for the more landscape shots and pioneer.
I think so,
things and all that.
Old, I guess.
Yeah, nothing. Because you were raised
I
that
like
way.
The older,
it's a coincidence that you have to look at that,
mm-hmm,
and it's all around us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I actually don't really like going to Toronto. Should I say
that? True. You can say that, sure. I have to have some hate for Toronto. Why not?
It's
not the biggest fan of the urban.
I just don't like the city. Like, it just reminds me of like a small New York. I've never been to New York, but
true.
I
wouldn't do
want
it.
To go.
It's just insanity.
Yeah.
It's what humans look like when they're crazy.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you must hate Christmas shopping.
Well, I can move well through crowds.
But you would never just want to be stuck in it. It's like you leave a mall, you're good.
Yeah.
You're just in a city. There's no getting out.
There's just so many people. Like, I guess, again, the way I grew up in Burlington, you don't see that many people walking down the street. Like, unless it's a really hot day and like there are people walking their dogs or going for dogs or like walking at Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
But then
there's a neat rhyme in there.
But then you go to Toronto or anywhere in the States,
it's,
I guess, and there's just bustling. Always people on the streets.
Yeah. True. And plus you like the idea of rural settings as well, farm life, or do you just like country music?
No, I haven't listened to country music in a while.
Oh.
I do still like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I don't. I just haven't listened to it in a while. But anyways, no, I would, I would like to live.
Suburbia.
If I would choose farm life over city life, definitely farm life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So rural suburbia. That'd be the perfect mix.
But I wouldn't suburbia
is right in the middle.
But I wouldn't want to be like super alone and like secluded from anyone.
Well, you won't,
I'm also very social.
Yeah. And plus you want to live with your mom.
Sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So you enjoy the quiet life, but still surrounded with community.
I enjoy the scenic and spaciousness of, I guess you could say, open living land. On a farm or somewhere out in the country or just somewhere with a little more
grass.
Land. Yeah.
Yeah. True.
More trees. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. How are you with violence? Can you watch like a Saw movie or does that just disgust you to all ends and you can't watch it?
I've never seen Saw.
Or an alternative. Have you seen Friday the 13th?
Turn my head.
The Strangers. Have you seen The Strangers?
Yeah, you actually showed that to me when I was too young to watch.
Well, it came out in 2005 and I probably, or 2006 maybe.
So I don't know how old I was at the
time. Young. Yeah. I was like 12. Yeah. It's a great movie though. I mean, it's looking back at it, it's rough to watch because when you're not scared of it, it's just dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's not much of a plot to it. But when you're terrified, it does the trick, right? It's like a super thriller.
Well, yeah, I just remember, like, is Timber home?
Apparently it's not Timber. She says Tamara. But
no.
Yeah, but all I hear is Timber. The sequel came out, and she did the same thing, but she clearly said Tamara.
No.
And then, so you listen to the first one, she says Tamara.
No, I don't believe it.
I know, I didn't either, but yeah, that's what she says.
Timber, I always thought for
her. If you were to look in subtitles, me too. You probably thought that, because I told
probably,
you that.
Probably, yeah.
So, sorry about that.
But when it comes to scary movies, I guess I could handle something that's a little more...
gory.
Fiction gory.
Yeah, where you know it's not real, compared to, like, super realistic torture stuff.
But I can't, like, I'm... not good with like supernatural stuff, like
if it's
I don't know, like the show Supernatural,
which,
I enjoy that
because
that's not too much.
Yeah, it's
that's
campy.
Not too much. Yeah, it's doable. But
yeah,
when
like,
it comes to stuff like The Conjuring,
Antichrist is more
artistic. When it's just like, because some of that stuff, who knows
if it's real. What if watching it summons demons? What if watching it opens a door?
I don't know about watching it, but see, talking about it
scary,
maybe?
Spooky.
Like,
well, here's the thing.
Telling stories.
Here's what I'll say.
You're not the only one listening.
Exactly. And who knows, because, so there was an old science, and I don't think I ever talked about this on the podcast, but there was an old science before the theory of relativity that Einstein gave us that tried to understand how light moves and interacts with mass, because light is energy, so it's different than mass. And what a lot of people theorized at the time was that there was this ether in the universe. It was this mystical other realm that light used to travel through rather than an empty vacuum of space, which is actual reality. But back then, they had this theory that it was the ether. And that sort of gives huge credence to like the spiritual aspect and like ghosts being real and being able to communicate to us because they're doing it through the ether.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like this big blend between religion and science. And it was like, looks like religion is real. At least the supernatural aspects of it.
Yeah.
It's provable because of people, you know, nudging the table with their knee and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But obviously it turned out not to be real.
Mm-hmm.
And relativity took over. So really, everything around us that isn't something is just a vacuum. And language is created by people. It wasn't created by supernatural stuff. And back in the day, there was a science called alchemy, where people would draw shapes on the ground and then put materials, raw materials, into the shape.
Yeah.
The same as what you do with a pentagram, right? You would, like, sacrifice a lamb and put it in the demon symbol.
Oh,
and then you say incantation words, and then it's like a spell, and it makes something happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people legitimately tried this back in the day, like it was real science.
Yeah.
It's obviously not. But the idea is still scary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how scary movies still work, is they have this, that's what you're scared of. That's why you don't even want to talk about it, because you think language has the secret power to it. Like, if you were to say, like, you just say some Latin in reverse, whatever. I was just trying to sound spooky there.
Yeah.
But you just say the incantation words in Hebrew or in Latin, and actual things will happen. When the reality is, we're just producing pitches out of our throat in certain ways by moving our lips and tongues to make sounds. And it's just traveling through air and then probably dies after however long a vibration of sound waves go in the air. Right? Because there's no sound in space.
Yeah, no, I'm not, like, I'm not saying like someone.
Incantation
or,
some,
or something.
Oh, that's Mo. Yeah. I don't think he's barked yet on this podcast, so that's unlucky, but hopefully it stops.
Soon. I was going to say,
yeah.
I pick and choose when it comes to me believing.
We're doing a podcast.
I was just going to text him.
We're doing a podcast right in the middle of it. You ruined it. Anyway.
I pick and choose when it comes to certain things.
Yeah.
Of
scariness.
The supernatural. Yeah. Like.
So you'll watch the show Supernatural, but you'll
like
watch
in
The
believing.
Exorcism.
In
oh, okay.
Believing.
Yeah.
Because
like,
that's what we were on the topic of.
Like you won't go into a bathroom, look in the mirror, turn the lights off, and say Bloody Mary three times.
Probably not.
I still won't. I don't believe in any of this, but I still won't do it. It's just, I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's like a primal fear. It's just an instinctual thing. It's like me no like dark.
Yeah.
It's like just something. It's obviously nothing's there, and there's nothing to be afraid of. But the fear is still there.
But we just don't like
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spooky, spooky, spooky. Okay. Plus, it's always the risk of maybe it is real.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. A lot of people use that where they're like, well, like crazy, like Christian people who are like on street corners saying you're all damned to hell if you don't turn to Jesus or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, might as well turn to Jesus, because what if? What if there is a heaven and hell? It's like, if there is, then that means that there might as well be Valhalla, the Viking religion, or there might as well be Hades, the Greek religion.
Yeah.
Because who knows?
Exactly.
It's all jibber-jabber.
Everything.
It's all language.
Everything.
We're playing a language game.
Everything is real.
Exactly.
But who knows what's real and what's
not. Yeah, like when I was in grade 12, I used to say that all the time, where I'm like, anything's possible, so technically I don't believe or disbelieve in anything.
Mm.
And it's like nowadays it's like, but what's more likely? The leprechauns are real or not real? We got a lot of history books telling us that they were just dwarves that were cast out from Irish villages because they thought they were demons.
Uh-huh.
I know, it's a sad story. Uh-huh. And then so some of them, and obviously this could just be completely fictional,
mm-hmm.
but then they would be vengeful and go into town
mm-hmm.
as, like, adults after, like, living in the woods or whatever.
And steal
all their gold
yeah.
and keep it in a pot. And then one day, some drunkard follows one of the dwarves and then finds his pot of gold.
A rainbow.
Yeah, drunk, most likely, because he's Irish, and he wanders off into the woods and then finds a pot of gold and then sees a man in a little green suit. And the guy just stabs him, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Leprechauns were originally scary. Yeah, leprechauns were something to be feared.
I think I've seen that.
And there's a horror movie. Yeah, there's like five of them. One of them's
cool,
like,
though.
Yeah, Leprechaun goes
like
to the Bronx.
She sneezes three times. She's going to die. I don't know.
It was something silly like that. I don't know. I don't know or care. But it was good fun to watch when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, on to the next question.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, I didn't even get the real answer to that one. How are you with violence? Would you... Because
no.
we got into the supernatural real quick.
Yeah.
Would you, like, enjoy John Wick? That movie?
I think movies are different from real life. That
yeah, you wouldn't
that,
watch an MMA fight. Though.
That question there.
It's loaded. It just says, how are you with violence?
How am I with violence? So how am
Not
I with violence
life.
In movies versus how am I with violence in real life?
Yeah.
When it comes to violence in movies, because it is a movie, it can be not enjoyable to watch.
But you can separate it.
But yeah.
And I understand why it's in the movie.
Yeah.
As a plot point.
When it comes to, obviously, violence in real life, I'm obviously not a fan of it. I don't like it.
You wouldn't go to a UFC fight? If you had tickets.
Well, that's like a controlled,
McGregor,
that's like a semi-controlled
There's rules.
Thing.
Yeah, no one's going to die.
But when you see the stuff on the news, that type of violence... I hate that.
Yeah, like the knockout game. Do you remember that? I don't know how many years ago that was. It was somewhere in America. These kids started this thing where they called it the knockout game. And they would just walk up to random strangers and just knock them out. One punch. There's like some old man walking down the road.
Oh my God.
And a bunch of young, 17-year-old kids. One of them runs up and just like hits him and he just drops. And they're all like laughing. And they videotape it to prove that they did it and then put it online. So obviously the cops find them and arrest them. Yeah. So that game didn't last long, but it was, like, huge. Like, thousands of kids were doing it all over America. It was terrible. Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm not down with that violence either. I'm very anti-violence,
mm-hmm.
but very pro-entertainment violence. So whether that be UFC, even though I don't watch UFC,
mm-hmm.
I'm still, I understand martial arts is its own form of arts.
Yeah.
So people who are like, oh, that's disgusting. It's like, you have no idea how hard it is to train and the different types of fighting styles you can do. Like even like jujitsu or like, you know, crouching tiger or crane or like all of the different types of martial arts that have been developed over thousands of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that stuff's great, but I'm with you with real life violence.
With real life violence, yeah.
No way. Pablo Escobar.
No.
On to the next question.
Mm-hmm.
This one might be a little difficult to answer, too. Do you believe in destiny?
I mean, oh, God. Yes and no.
You can have that as an answer.
Okay.
People think it's contradictory, but it's like...
Because I feel like, you know, you obviously have your own choices, but I do feel like some things happen for a reason.
So, yeah, outside forces happen, but you still get to choose to either be on a path or not, or there's many paths in front of you and you get to choose which one to go on.
Mm-hmm.
But the path aspect is still there, you think. Like, you see coincidences that might happen with social aspects, or like outside of that, like natural occurrences in nature, and you might find that to be more than a coincidence, like a causation.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
But yeah, you said half and half, so that's an answer.
It's going to be my final answer.
Very good. We're gonna clock that in. Half and half. Just kidding. That's your opinion. If you could meet one person in fiction or history, who would it be? Right off the top of your head. Anyone from a movie or a book or a real-life person in history. Do you want to meet George Washington or Abe Lincoln or Cleopatra or Hitler?
No. Oh, my.
The first Homo sapien? Even though there's no first. That's how evolution works, but yeah. Someone in history or in fiction.
Is there a time limit on these questions for me?
No. Like, you could literally take 37 minutes and...
That would be 38 minutes.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
No, we're 22 minutes and 27 seconds in. So the 27 seconds drops it. Anyway. You got all the time in the world. Who would you want to meet? First,
Everybody. Would
you do historical or fictional? Which one off of that? Which one comes off the top of your head?
Probably fiction.
Fiction, yeah. So now in the fiction, would you do a book or a movie?
Probably movie.
And then now in movie, where would you go from there? Someone from Lord of the Rings? Would you want to meet Frodo? What a cutie pie. No.
No. Sorry, Joe.
Oh, you're like Elijah Wood.
No.
What about Samwise Gamgee? His best friend.
No.
Samwise, no? Would you want to meet Gandalf? Smoke weed with Gandalf? The best weed in all of Britain. We can talk about whatever we want. You're a complete mystery.
Oh.
You want me to get you that voice modder?
Yeah.
It's too late now.
Anyway,
who would you want
to meet? I don't know. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. That's a great answer. That's somewhat of history and fictional. Because it's in the way back.
Probably... The Fox and the Hound from The Fox and the Hound.
That's a drawing.
But come on.
And then you become a cartoon when you meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Nice. But now I want to pick somebody real.
Gandhi? Martin Luther King?
Buddha.
Junior? You want to meet Buddha? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was real. He's an actual...
Or Gandhi. I'd
historical
like
fiction.
Yeah. Just be like, teach me how to relax.
Teach me how to Dougie. Gandhi, though, was apparently a pervert.
Oh.
Not a criminal pervert, but just a weirdo pervert. Like, he wanted to, like, lie naked with girls all the time. So even though he was celibate, he was weird. Yeah, don't get stuck hanging out with him alone.
No.
He was still a great person, right?
Yeah.
Like, he did wonders for... Just, I don't even know. But he did wonders.
Yeah.
I should know, I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is that he's a pervert. That's terrible. I don't know the bad thing about one of the greatest people in history.
Who else?
What do you mean, who else? I only gave you, like, one option.
Okay,
you're throwing all these at me. You done did good. Most people couldn't even answer that, so you did amazing.
Well, I was just thinking, like, I feel like those were not really that well thought out, but...
Well, that's great. I mean, I didn't give you any preparation. You just had to come up with that on the spot. Okay. Yeah, so it's good. On to the next question. Okay. What is your favorite movie? What comes to you? Is it going to be an oldie?
Yes. Okay, can I say at least five?
Okay.
Because I don't have a favorite.
But you have a floating cloud of top five.
I have a floating cloud.
Okay. What is it?
The first one that I'm going to say.
Yeah.
In no particular order, but maybe this is, who knows? The Wizard of Oz.
I knew that immediately. Yeah.
Mary Poppins is one.
Yep.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
God, I know there's so many more. Les Mis.
Les Mis, okay, yeah.
It's good. Play and movie, of course.
Yeah. The Greaser. It's one of the top ones. Cinderella. One of the more recent ones, Frozen.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. The original, though, not the original, the live action.
Yeah, the original.
Sorry, live action. You lose.
And Alice in Wonderland, okay.
And Alice in Wonderland, great.
And many more, but I'm only thinking of, like...
Your childhood movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, Curious Case of Benjamin Button, that's my childhood
one
movie.
That's one of, yeah.
So that's great. And those are just all great answers. Now, what is your favorite song?
Oh, God.
I'm going to guess you don't have one at all, because you listen to so much music.
I guess my favorite song right now...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, let's go with the reason.
Would probably be... Like, I'm on a little bit of, like, a SZA binge. I really, like...
Which one SZA again? See this guy with the 69 tattoo on his face?
What? No, that's Tekashi 6ix9ine and a rapper. I am talking about SZA. She is a girl.
Oh, a female, okay.
She, I guess you could say, is, like... I don't know. She's very different. Like, R&B slash... Like, I would have to look it
up. Soul.
Yeah, kind of soul, kind of... Alternatively different. Like, I don't really know how to... Explain her.
Yeah.
I've made you listen to some of her songs before. It's just S-Z-A. SZA. Is at least how I think you pronounce it.
Yeah. Garden. And then, oh yeah, which of her songs?
Garden. Is the name of it, yeah. Garden. Should I give a little preview?
Yeah, a little few seconds. But not too long, because then I might get like a copyright strike.
Okay, let's
So skip. Only a bit. We'll just skip? Okay, yeah. Thanks. Thanks for saving me there.
Yeah.
Well, very nice. Next, would you risk going on an adventure?
Would I risk going on an adventure?
Yeah. Would you take the risk? Would you go on an adventure?
Yeah. Where?
That's
and to do what? Like, I guess it depends. Like, I don't know.
Something fantastical, but still risky, because that's what an adventure is. An adventure is a journey with risks, where you don't know what's going to happen. That's what makes it an adventure, right? You're off to go find the road to El Dorado. You don't know when you'll get back. You don't know what misadventures you'll go on.
I mean, as long as I'll be safe.
Sure. So not life-threatening, but otherwise, all the way. Yeah, if there's no food, you die.
So, okay.
There you go. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Nice. What's on your bucket list?
You
have an actual list?
Yeah, but it's not very long. And I don't think to put things on it very often. But I know I have one in my notes.
Okay.
So let me just... go to it.
Next. Deal.
I have travel destinations and a bucket list.
Okay.
Which they also go hand in hand. I guess the first thing I can say off my bucket list is to travel the world. I want to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Second thing, I want to ride an elephant. I want to meet a celebrity or a few just to say that I have.
Yeah.
Walk the Great Wall of China. Own a business. Find true love, of course.
Of course.
Go to Bed and Breakfast in Denver. I think, I don't really remember putting this in here, but from the sounds of it, it sounds like it's probably like a breakfast place where you can like smoke weed in Denver.
Yeah.
That's all I have on it so far.
Well, that's great. That's legit. You got a legit bucket list.
Yeah, but I got obviously lots more I want to do before I go.
Yeah, that's just a little sampler for the audience.
It's like a amount of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Are you ready for the opinion section of the interview?
don't know. I guess so.
All right, you're ready now. Give a little cough. I have it where the first half is the personal questions and the second half is the opinion question. And this is the closest that I've got so far. We're 30 minutes in. This is perfect. Normally the personal goes for too long or whatever. Oh. But this is like, we were nice and clean with our answers and stuff. It's perfect. We didn't go on any tangents like some of the other guys. Yeah, it's great. Perfect. Okay, so without any further ado, what is your opinion on guns?
Not a fan, I guess. Like, if it was to have them or to not have them, not have them. Like, I guess that even goes for policemen. Like, I don't know, depending. Like, if they need, like...
Well, hey, in England, they have batons. We'll just do that.
Yeah,
in
Australia, and like, too. Tasers and stuff like that, too.
But, yeah, like, even non-lethal still, weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather a world where there are no guns.
Yeah, just non-lethal weapons. Mm-hmm. Pellet guns.
Well, no weapons in general, but
Nice, but... You have to detain people. People have mental health problems.
Yeah, yeah.
There are violent individuals out there.
Yes.
Okay. What is your opinion on abortion? Are you pro-choice, pro-life? Skip. You have no opinion? Yeah, no, we can skip.
I mean, okay, I'll answer it. It's fine. I just feel like it depends.
On like, an individual basis.
I don't know. Like, personally, I don't think... Like, if I were to get pregnant, I don't think I would have an abortion just because I know that I have people that can help me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to just my own personal thing. Like, I wouldn't want to
do that
to something that I know is about to grow inside me or whatever. But depending on the circumstances, like if you say,
and like other people,
say you
in general with other
just
people.
Say you have like, not, you know, like, no money or nowhere to live, let's say.
Or it was
or like, if you got, rape. I was just going to say, if you, like, got raped or something like that, like,
yeah.
Then obviously, I think, you know, yeah, if they wouldn't want,
to have
that baby, then that's their right to decide that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very different when I try and look at it from, like, a general point of view as opposed to, like, a personal point of view.
Yeah. Anyway, special guest Mo has appeared yet again. If he appears again, I apologize, but knowing how fun the universe and math works, everything comes in threes, so we'll see. Mm. Hopefully it's not four. But you never know. I mean, it's Friday night, so I should have expected this. Yeah. But anyway, so for you, special circumstances, it should be allowed, but otherwise... Life is
sacred. Well, it just depends. It depends on your situation.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Great.
It's my
on to the next one. Yeah. What is your opinion on tattoos?
I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
It depends. Like, but if it's a stupid tattoo, then I'm not going to like it. But if you want to get a tattoo, that's your own. You do what you want.
Own prerogative. Yeah. Very good.
I like tattoos. I have some of my own, and I want to get much more.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, I got tats as well. I don't know if I ever mentioned that on the podcast, but I'm all tatted up. I got nice thick sleeves on both sides.
Barely noticeable.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Anyway. On the next one, what is your opinion on marriage?
What do you mean, like?
Pro-marriage? Anti-marriage? How would you fall on it yourself? Do you want to get married one day?
Personally, I would like to. In all of these questions, anyone is entitled to think whatever they want.
That's why it's the opinion section.
But in my personal opinion, yes, I want to get married.
Right. And how do you feel about just people doing common law? Being boyfriend, girlfriend forever, having kids, never getting married?
I don't know. I feel like there would be, like, I don't know any logistics, but I remember seeing something in a magazine of... I think it was Ryan Gosling and what's his wife's name?
Eva.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sorry, but her name.
The Place Beyond the Pines.
Yes. they.
Eva Mendes?
Ryan wanted to get married, but she didn't or something like that. And he wanted to. It was something for the kids, like something in the betterment of the kids if they were married.
Yeah. Like there's a legal thing around
it. Yeah, like there's something. So, I don't know.
How many kids have they got now? Two? Three? You don't follow?
I don't know, to be honest. Probably two. I don't know.
I wonder if they've ever come to Burlington. His mom lives here.
Mm-hmm.
Just to tell the world.
He's been here, and our mom almost got an interview. Or not an interview,
but a chit-chat with him because he was at the grocery store.
Signature. Autograph is what I meant.
Yeah.
But I said it.
And then what else is cool going on in the city? Jim Carrey's sister is a bus driver. Or she retired, but, you know, last I checked, she was a bus driver. Oh. So there you go. Tons of, you know, it's a small world after all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and speaking of small world after all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not a small world.
No, that's just a song separative thing, isn't it?
What?
Well, I was just going to say, total side note, not related to anything at all, except for the podcast. My original vision for this podcast was that I was going to have my first guest be who my first guest was. So that one big check mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted you to be my second guest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But you weren't around. That was going to be my ideal.
I'm sorry.
Instead, it was someone else who's like you, but with brown hair.
Oh.
Yeah. Not going to name names.
I feel like this isn't...
No, what are you talking about?
It's great. I could do better.
Have you heard interview number 3?
No.
It's been bashed by one person.
Oh.
And, you know, I think every interview is perfect in their own way. So I don't have any favorites.
It's personalized by whoever he's interviewing.
Exactly. And plus, I'm going to have return guests and I'm going to combine other guests and stuff like
say,
that.
I'd like to redeem myself.
And yeah, it could be you and someone else or just have you as a return. So I'm going to spice things up a bit. And I got different questions. There's topics and stuff.
Yeah
I'm going to do this whole thing. It's going to be great.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway. On to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
What is your opinion on sex ed?
Teaching
fifth graders about everything sex. Are you for it or against it?
Like, maybe not in fifth grade. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I do think, obviously, kids need to know, like, what's going on in their own bodies.
Yeah.
And, like, I guess... Yeah, when they reach a certain age, they gotta know, like, how kids are made. I don't know.
Before it's too late. Before the AIDS kicks in.
No.
But the importance of sex ed is that...
They know how to be safe. Like,
yeah, you learn about consent, too, is another thing that sex ed is starting to learn. Or it was with the 2015 curriculum that was thrown away by our new premier.
Okay.
But that's supposed to try and help... lower statistic numbers of sexual assault cases and stuff like that. Because a lot of the time, people don't know.
Learning about consent at a younger age, probably, sure. But I mean...
But not about pee-pees and vaginas.
Not when they're too young. Like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. In grade 5, I was like... I'd already been on the internet. That's all I'll say.
Okay.
The internet will teach a kid... whether or not their parent wants them to. So, yeah, the way I see it, sex ed is
no, but
important.
I just mean, like, maybe just girls then, but just, like, how their body works, what's going on.
Before the first period or something.
Just, I guess, so they can, so, yeah, like, what age is that usually, like, 12?
I think so. And then how old are you in grade? Is grade 5 too young? What is grade 5, 11?
What?
You might be
I was 12 in grade 7.
So you're 10
and I have a late
grade
birthday.
5?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Been a while.
Yeah.
I'm old. Yeah. I'm beginning to forget my youth.
Yeah.
It's slipping me.
So grade six.
So grade six, grade seven.
I do think, obviously, yeah. Unless, well, who knows if, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're not, you're like just past school, so now you're just chilling. You're not at the stage of having kids.
No.
But you're not a kid anymore.
No.
So you're in that wishy-washy stage of life.
Yeah.
Where you can just do whatever you want. No responsibilities.
Some.
Nothing to worry about like sex ed, though. You don't have to worry about sex ed.
What do you mean I don't have to worry about? Obviously.
Like you're not a kid and you're not having a kid, so you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the next one.
Yeah. So.
What is your opinion on feminism?
I don't know, like, Well, I want to say I'm an equalist, but doesn't that kind of mean you're like a feminist? Because
feminism is the whole...
I just wish everyone would treat everybody the same. You're a girl, you're a guy, black, you're white, like that. Or Asian or anything.
The term that I've used on this is egalitarian.
Humans will be humans.
Yeah. Very nice.
But like we're literally all the same on the inside. So like it's literally just what you're looking at.
Yeah.
Is different. That's the only.
Only at the hips, you know. We all got hearts and lungs, and you know, it's like someone made an analogy with eggs, where they took a white egg and a brown egg and then cracked it, and they're like, "Hey, look, they're the same on the inside." It's kind of like us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What was the question?
It was about feminism.
Yes, that's a bad answer.
That was about race. Yeah, just equality in general.
Equality in general.
You believe in equality in general? Yeah. Good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion on class?
Like to have class, to be class. Oh, what's my opinion on it?
Yeah, like do you think it's fair? Do you think that, things ought to change? Things are good the way they are? Yeah, what's your opinion on class?
We're either middle class or lower middle class.
And...
And there's higher class, but like...
Being a millionaire nowadays, it just puts you at middle class. It's like people who are rich aren't even rich anymore because of how expensive money stuff is.
With stuff getting expensive, that kind of sucks. Everything getting more expensive. The
economy's not doing good. Everything's expensive. And the minimum wage did not do right.
Yeah.
At least by me. Got to make a lot more if I want to move out even just to an apartment. You know, because that's the future of most kids.
Nowadays.
Is that you could just buy condos. You can't even buy a house anymore.
Yeah.
It's condos or just apartments.
You can't live on your own. Even in an apartment, because it's at least, depending on your job, but you'd most likely probably have to room with somebody or something like that.
With one bed. It's not fun.
No, definitely not.
On to the next one. What is your opinion on the power of prayer?
What do you mean by that?
What's your opinion on it? Is it real? Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I'll be entirely honest with you. And this may sound stupid to some listeners, but...
Don't be so self-conscious.
Okay, anyways. When I was younger, I didn't really know if... just, I guess, the general word, God, if something or whatever, was real or not. And it was in, grade 8 that I finally decided, at least at the time, no, it's not, I don't believe in Jesus Christ. Because that's what I was raised on, was being a Catholic.
Yeah.
And so in that regard, I was like, no, he's not real. Because, in grade 8, my grandpa was sick of some sorts, and I literally, the night before he passed, I had prayed that if anyone was listening, this really is, real, show me now, and then I'll believe. And that was probably selfish to, again, some listeners. Sorry, but this is my opinion. This is the opinion portion, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess that's what I have to say about that. It was at that moment, the next day he obviously passed, and so I was like, okay.
Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like no one was listening.
Exactly.
And that was very deep. I don't want to take that away from you, but have you seen the movie The Grey?
No.
There's a scene in that where... the whole movie is a survival movie where their plane crashes and there's only 8 survivors or whatever. And one by one, they get picked off by a pack of wolves that are hunting them. And it gets to a point where everyone dies except Liam Neeson. And he's alone next to a creek and he's in the middle of being stalked by the wolves. So he knows that he's next.
Yeah.
And the last person that was alive that was with him drowned because their foot got stuck in a river. Foot got stuck in a rock, and he was trying to pull him up, but he didn't know where he was stuck. It was too late, and then he drowned, and he was dead. Yeah. And so he comes up, and he's just alone, and he's all wet, so he's freezing to death too. He's just looking up the sky and he's like, are you here? Like, this is your last chance to show me. Because his wife died from, like, leukemia or something. Mm-hmm. And now everyone he was with is dead.
Yeah.
And the wolves are closing in. And he's like, this is your last chance. And there's just complete silence in the beautiful, crisp alpine air, wherever they are. I think they're in Alaska somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole scene is, like, super, super sad.
Yeah.
And intense and dramatic. And, it, like, in complete silence. Like, you just hear the wind.
Yeah.
And he's just looking up at, like, pine trees that go up to a beautiful blue sky.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just nothing. And then he's like, all right. It just gets up and then, you know, keeps walking. And then he finds himself in the den of the wolves. So the whole time the group is trying to get away, they're actually getting closer to the wolves. That's why the wolves are getting more aggressive.
Oh.
And then so he just, like, finds bottles there and ties them around his fingers and smashes them so they're all ready to go. And then the movie ends. So you don't know what happens, even though he's definitely dead.
Oh.
But, yeah, it's one of those things where it's not supposed to, well, no, I thought it was great because it leaves that chance of hope. Because the whole movie, you learn about who the people are, like, before they die and stuff, and the lives that they had that they're now not going to be able to get back to.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sad, but it's really beautiful because it's like, what's the meaning of life kind of thing? Because a lot of people, different people have different opinions on it, and there's different religions about what the meaning of life is, and there's different philosophies. Like, you can be a pessimist, you can be an optimist, you can be a realist. Even though most people call themselves a realist, they're really edging towards one camp or the other.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm definitely towards being an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a stark optimist. It's like I understand how things work. I'm not, like, dumb.
Yeah.
So I'm a realist optimist, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like when there's movies like that or when there's just situations where it's like you're calling out for help and nothing comes kind of thing. They're, like... There's certain philosophies like nihilism, which is that nothing matters because, like, there's no inherent meaning in the universe. We literally came from apes who were just fighting to survive. And now here we are.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't have to fight to survive anymore. So now, because we're humans, we created houses and laws and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Burlington is, like, crime free.
Yeah.
So we're not living in any dangerous area.
Yeah.
We've nothing. We're just going to grow old.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no survival aspect to our life now.
Mm-hmm.
And for the majority of humanity, that was the meaning of life, is to survive.
Yeah.
And now we did it without. Now we got rid of basically all the risks. Well, now we're just chilling.
Well,
but we all die.
Risk of, like, our own race, humans, is ridiculous.
No, I know, and that's how it's been for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like Burlington, super crime free. If we were to live here our whole lives, nothing would happen, and we would just grow old.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'd be it. We would have kids, and then that would be the meaning of our life, right?
Yeah.
Legacy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Well, okay, so I would transition over from that. What is your opinion on legacy? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to...
Well, yeah.
You know? Do you care about carrying the name of your last name? I won't say what it is.
Well, I can't.
Yeah. No, you can't.
Well, I don't know.
Why do you say it like that?
No, I'm kidding.
Like, I have a friend, and his mom kept her last name.
Yeah, no, I know. If that's what somebody wants, but I think I'd probably...
You wouldn't do it.
No, I think I'd probably
theirs maybe. Yeah, depends. Go traditional. Yeah.
Because, like I said, I'm more traditional in most ways.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how things work. But you would want to have kids, for sure.
I would want to have kids.
Yeah.
Yes, I want children.
There it is.
I want three, but apparently I'm gonna have five. Who knows?
That's another superstition thing, like the Bloody Mary. It's like, that's definitely not real, but it could be.
It's like a...
It could be. It's like this finger game that she did.
It's like you spread your fingers out on a table and you take a real piece of gold, whether it be a necklace or a ring on a fake necklace, like a real ring on a fake necklace, and you go around each finger and you go up the hand. And if it sways back and forth, that means it's a boy. And if it sways in a circle, that means it's a girl. And you do it as many times until it stops. Usually, you do it when the woman is pregnant to find out what gender it's going to be.
Yeah.
But I just tried it on myself. And I tried it on my mom and my aunts and my grandma. And it was all
correct.
Right. I think for my grandma, just because she has plenty of children, it just got it in the wrong order. But the same amount of girls, the same amount of boys.
Yeah.
Just,
and
I think.
Who is holding the necklace? Is it you? And then who did it for you?
I did it to myself. And I think somebody probably did it on me too. Like, I don't know. You can do it on me. I've done it like so many times on myself. And it has always given me five. And it is always a boy first, three girls, and another boy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe I'll have triplets.
Yeah. Because obviously a strong argument there is not just it's coincidence, but subconsciously you're controlling it. Or no, whoever does it for you is. I know, but so you don't control your subconscious.
Many times. No.
Really? Why does it have to be gold? The material in it. It's magic. It's crystal science.
I don't know why it has to be the way it is. I just do it.
There you go. You're going to have five kids, but you want three.
I want three.
Nice. On to the next
There's
one.
I want one girl, so I can spoiler. But apparently I'm going to have three, so.
Oh, that's fine.
On to the next.
Yeah. What is your opinion on drugs?
Well.
Damn dirty drugs.
I think it depends.
Good.
Drugs.
Is coffee,
is alcohol, I was just going cigarettes. To say, is coffee, alcohol, cigarettes, and weed. And those are all things that I think
should be totally legitimate and will be.
Will be and should be and are, I guess, legitimate.
Because they've been part of the culture. So it doesn't matter that they've been legal or not. They've been part of the culture.
What
for
I consider
forever.
Drugs is something that, you know,
alters
somebody,
your state of consciousness.
Somebody made. Like a fake, like a bunch
chemicals.
Of chemicals.
Okay.
Yeah, and they just like conjure something up. And
So for you, what, like when you think of drugs in the negative way, because we can say it like that.
Cocaine, heroin, crack.
So yeah, you think of either
like
pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Because we call that drugs, right?
Yeah,
or whatever.
Of course.
And narcotics. Because yeah, when people say weed is a narcotic, I'm like, no, it's not. Yeah. It's a herb. You know, let it be itself. Everything else is. Like meth, heroin, cocaine, crystal, anything,
mm-hmm.
like ecstasy, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are narcotics.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
And then those are illegal for a reason. Because they, you know, poke holes in your brain and make you aggressive and depressed and suicidal.
Yeah.
They do a bunch of bad stuff to you.
Yeah.
And they're highly addictive.
Yeah.
I never want to try heroin only because it's so addictive. Otherwise.
Well, I mean, so are cigarettes and alcohol.
That's true. Yeah, anything that's good is addictive. Most people don't think that. Weed is addictive. You can say, no, it's not, but it is because it's good. So people want to
sure
keep doing
it.
It's
yeah,
a psychological
keep
thing.
Doing it, then.
And then the same with chocolate. That's why people have eating
sugar
disorders.
General, yeah.
So, of course, things
yeah.
are addictive. It's weird that people say they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was just a big punching point in the beginning, like in the early 2000s. People were like, no, dude, trust me. Weed's not addictive. Like, man, like it'll be great. And it's like... They were right, but not in the psychological sense. It's like, of
yeah.
course it's addictive because it's, like, so good. You want to keep doing it. Anyway, yes, it's hot. On to the next. What is your opinion on space travel? Do you think it's the correct thing the human race should be doing?
Like, what do you mean? Like, everybody taking trips to space? Or, like, people...
Humanity in general advancing.
Yeah. I would like to know what's going on up there, but I
yeah.
think that is far beyond...
Our lifetime?
Us and our lifetime. Well, like, I don't think we
I
can...
think we could go to Mars in our lifetime.
Yeah, but I don't think we can discover anything groundbreaking in our lifetime.
No, well, you'd say that because
like,
obviously
I don't
in
think
our...
we would find an alien or even traces.
That's
like,
what I think.
There are conspiracy theories, I'm sure.
No, but... yeah. I'm not jumping into conspiracy theories. So, yeah, there's no way in our lifetime we're going to be able to go to another solar system.
No.
But there is a moon called Europa that rotates around Jupiter, which is the first gas giant outside of the asteroid field.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to go, like, we would make, like, a base on Mars, thanks to, you know, Elon Musk. And we would, you know, make, like, a big gas station there or whatever, space gas station. And then we'd go through the asteroid field towards Jupiter, and we'd land on Europa.
Jupiter?
Jupiter? Yeah, I'm saying like a European. Jupiter.
Oh.
Anyway, and we would go to Europa, that's
mm-hmm.
just with an E, which is a moon there that's just encapsulated in ice, underneath which the core of the moon, because a moon is the same as a planet, it's just smaller,
yeah,
and it has to orbit a planet.
Yeah.
The moon has a core that's nice and hot, and so there's underwater volcanoes, just like on Earth, which... is heating up and keeping a current going for an underground ocean. And light, where there's water, there's life.
Uh-huh.
And so all of the math says that there's going to be alien life on Europa.
and it'd be the craziest, creepiest looking stuff because it's going to be all underwater creatures. Mm. So we're going to, like, I think it's almost guaranteed. I'd be really disappointed if it wasn't, even if it's just like
microscopic
life. We have to be able to get there, which is going to be super hard. But I think that'll happen in our lifetime.
But how do they even have these
estimates? Because we sent satellites that orbit the moon. So it took like thermal shots of it and satellite shots and everything. And it was like, it has geysers that like shoot up and stuff. So like, okay, there's definitely water under the ice because it's like shooting up plumes of steam and all that kind of stuff. So
cool.
It's very promising that we could find alien life in our lifetime, in our own solar system.
Yeah.
There was another planet doing the same thing as us, but only the ocean version. So we're just going to get creepy alien squids and stuff. But that's still awesome. That's life. And who knows? It could be intelligent. I mean, as far as we know now, it's like the only things that are intelligent.
Violent.
Hopefully, definitely violent, but like hopefully not too violent. We won't send manned submarines. We'll send robot submarines first.
Yeah.
But yeah, because like when you think of intelligent creatures, it's humans, elephants, dolphins, and whales, and then chimpanzees, obviously, the primates. But so the ones that are in the water are actually mammals, whales and dolphins. So maybe sea creatures don't have what it takes to like form the frontal lobe brains that are needed. Maybe only mammals can do it.
Yeah.
Because you need a certain structure to be on land first, and then I don't know.
No, you should be on the sea first.
No, just for life in general, you're on the sea first. But I'm saying you would have to get up and have a vertebrae, which mammals have, sea creatures don't, to form the stem for the brain to be this bulbous thing that has intelligence.
I don't know.
Just
the way they're shaped.
So who knows? Anyway, so we're running out of time. We got 3.5 minutes. So very quickly, I will ask you, what is your opinion on veganism?
Veganism?
Yeah. You think it's a joke? Do you understand why people are vegan?
First things first, to each their own. I think people have different reasons of being vegan.
Yeah.
It could either be that
trendy, the moral implication.
Maybe, yeah. I find a lot of it is the moral part of it.
Yeah.
Like, they don't agree with, you know, it's the cruelty, I guess. Animal cruelty that a lot of people go vegan for.
It used to not be factories. It used to be farms. But now it's factories. It's done in a very disgusting way.
I don't think I'll go vegan.
Yeah.
But there are certain things that I will and won't have. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and plus, I went vegan for a month.
I don't feel good about it. Like, I'm just, like...
You have to not think about it.
I just feel bad, because I'm not going to say, like, I like...
Their arguments are very
I like meats, but I obviously, I don't like the animal cruelty. I obviously wouldn't want that.
You wouldn't do it yourself.
But I wouldn't stop eating meat. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it has to be a cultural thing. If you were raised in the year 2100, where... eating meat from other animals just doesn't happen, then you'd be totally fine with it, right?
Yeah, or like there are some girls from the salon that don't have beef or pork.
Yeah, just do that. Just don't
chicken
eat mammals.
Fish.
Yeah. Because I'm about that. I would maybe do that, except for the fact that I'm really lazy and I don't pay attention to what I eat.
Even though...
I just eat whatever's available. So when I start buying my own groceries, maybe then I would actually start to form a diet.
Yeah.
But as it is, I just eat whatever's available.
Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest factor of why.
Yeah.
Okay, so now that we're gearing towards the end here, is there any plugs or recommendations that you would like to give to the audience? Like, would you want to promote where you work?
I was just going to say, come to me if you need your hair done in any way, color, cut, style, blow dry, anything.
And
can I say it?
Yeah.
Hair Ecstasy at 1940 Ironstone Drive in Burlington, Ontario.
Very nice. Is there a website for that?
Probably just www.hairecstasy.com.
Very nice. Yeah, so check it out. Hair Ecstasy, Burlington. Google that and you'll be good to go.
Yeah.
Does it have to be the specific location?
No, they don't know. Why.
Ironstone Drive.
That's Ironstone, yeah. Because there are two locations.
Here's what they do. They walk into the store, they hear your voice, and they just... go towards it.
I'll give you that.
Aren't most? No. And in the last 30 seconds, is there any parting
advice you'd give to the audience? What's a good piece of advice?
Don't dwell on the past.
Because?
And I should also take my own advice.
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, that's the advice I need.
Very good.
Bye.